This is an All Ears English podcast, episode 752. Is All Ears English edgy? Listen today and you be the judge.
Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 34 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl. Coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to instantly download your transcript from today's episode, go to allearsenglish.com/transcripts. allearsenglish.com/TRANSCRIPTS. Today, our listener Lydia brings us a few phrases using the word edgy. What do natives mean when they use this word? They mean a few different things. Let's find out today. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how you doing today?
Hey, Michelle, not bad. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. We are in the middle of the week here. Do you have thinking about the weekend already?
Yeah, thinking about it, looking forward to it. I think this weekend I will be doing some fun stuff, probably some good hikes. I'm looking to finish my presidential traverse that I did last year.
Oh wow.
So I have an open loop and I hate having an open loop. It's a huge hike that you're supposed to do in one shot, but we couldn't finish it because it was windy and scary, like scary wind on the top of Mount Washington that could, you know, hail and things that could kill you. So we stopped.
Oh, well, that's a good... that makes me happy that you stopped when I was doing
yeah. So this year we're getting back out there to finish the second half of it. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Good luck. I hope the weather's, you know, good for that.
Thank you. How about you? Are you looking forward to the weekend?
Yeah. Looking forward to the weekend. Gonna see some friends on Saturday. And it should be a good time. I'm glad that the weather's like finally, well, here we are in June, but for a while the weather was bad, but now it's seeming better, hopefully.
Now it's summertime.
It's summertime. So that's good. So I'm excited. So Lindsay, I have a question though for you.
Okay, ask away.
Okay, would you say that you're an edgy person?
Wow, edgy person. Well, I feel like that means so many different things.
It does.
But in my mind, yeah, I don't even know how to answer that because I would need to know what kind of edgy you're talking about. Like, do you mean like my style is edgy, like kind of cool? Or do you mean like my personality is edgy, like I'm always on edge?
Oh.
Or like, what do you mean?
No, I guess I'm thinking like the kind of like, you know, cool, like a little bit different, that kind of edgy, like edgy style that type of thing. That's what I'm thinking.
Okay. No, my style is not that cool.
Oh my gosh, that was hilarious. I just love how you put that. It was just, once you knew what I was talking about, you're like, no.
I wear like hooded sweatshirts and jeans all the time. I'm like Mark Zuckerberg. He just wears like nothing fancy. I don't like wearing heels. I don't like wearing dresses. I don't really spend that much time on fashion. How about you?
No, I'm not very edgy either, but I don't think of like edgy as like, oh, being stylish. Like, I think of it as something a little bit different, but let's talk. We'll talk more about it because I bet our listeners are like wondering about this word, right? And I know that they are because we got a listener question and we are going to read it in just a second. Yep. But before we do that, we are going to read the reviews. So thank you guys so much for writing in these reviews. They really, they make our day. And so let's go through it. So thank you to, I'm sorry for the pronunciation in advance, Jonathan Morey Costa from Brazil. And thank you to Addy from Chiang Mai, Thailand. Thank you to Maggie L from Taiwan. Ajux D from Guatemala. Thank you guys so much. And yeah, just keep them coming, guys. We love them. We really appreciate them.
Yeah, you guys are awesome. And also, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast in your iTunes app, in your app on your phone, so that you get our show 4 days a week. Very cool. Okay.
Go ahead. Yeah, that's awesome. So yeah, so we have this really good listener question. I love these like really specific, interesting questions. And so this may or may not have the word edgy or edge in it. Okay.
Okay.
So Lindsay, would you do us the honor of reading us the question?
Of course. I'd be happy to read the question for you, Michelle. Here we go. Okay. So here it comes. Hi, Lindsay and Michelle. First of all, thank you for your hard work that you offer to help people with their English. I really appreciate your hard work. So today I have a question on how to use the word edge. I hear natives say it all the time in their daily conversations, and each time I hear it, it means something different. Do you think its meaning changes depending on the situation, or does it have just one meaning? Could you please provide examples on how to use it? Thanks again for your awesome job. Sincerely, Lydia S. Good question. Wow. Lydia must be really spending a lot of time around natives.
Yeah.
Like really in real situations because you're not going to hear this in a textbook. Yeah.
No. Yeah. Lydia, thank you for the question. That's a really good one. And gosh, I mean, what do you think, Lindsay, off the top of your head? Do you think we just use this word edge in one way?
I think we probably use it in a few different ways, to be honest. Yeah. I mean, I feel like more than we could even cover in today's episode, but we're going to cover the main ones today, right, Michelle?
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Yeah. So, I mean, this word, I mean, I think it's pretty diverse. I mean, you know, there's a certain, you know, general idea behind it. But it's just used in a lot of different ways. And yeah, we're going to go over a few of them today. So, but this is such a really good question. So let's just start with, you know, the basic idea of edge, right? So according to Merriam-Webster Dictionary, Lindsay, edge has a couple different meanings, but one of them is what?
So it's the line where an object or area begins or ends.
Right.
I like that.
Like, I think of like a, like, okay, like, for example, my computer is resting on like a dresser right now. And the edge is like, oh, I wouldn't want to put it, you know, too close to that edge because it could fall off. So it's basically where it ends.
Exactly. So the edge of your desk, right? You could see where your desk ends. That's the edge.
Right, exactly. Also, it could be like something like with sharp objects, right? So you could say like the edge of the knife or the edge, right? So it's basically, but I feel like in general, like when I was thinking about all these different ways that we use edge, it's something basically where even if it's not physically the line where an object or area begins or ends, it can be just like in another sense. Like,
yeah.
So, but we'll go over it and we'll talk about, you know, why I feel that way.
Yeah.
So you're
saying that this is the most literal definition, right? This is the most like geometric definition of it.
Exactly. So that's what, I don't know. That's what I was thinking about it. So, right. So as we said, like, oh, so Lindsay, be careful. Be careful. Be careful. That's a new one.
That's a good one. We're inventing words on the show here.
Yeah, be careful, guys. No, don't use that one. Be careful, Lindsay. Your coffee is on the edge of the table. I don't want it to fall off, right?
Yeah, perfect. Exactly. Or you say, like, if you climb a mountain, like I like to on the weekends, you know, you climb to the top, to the summit, you don't want to get too close to the edge, right? If there's a steep
drop, you certainly want to do that.
Yeah. Right. So that's another place where we would find like an edge at the top of a mountain, a bridge even, right? Those are all edges. Yeah. guys, most English courses are built the wrong way and focus on the wrong things. To find out what you should be focusing on to get to connection quickly, get our free video lesson, Get the 7 Secrets to Connection in English. Go to allearsenglish.com/adventure and download your free video lesson for free today. allearsenglish.com/adventure.
When it comes to improving your fluency, there is a gap. It's a gap between what you have learned in your textbook and where you need to be in order to start having vibrant conversations with native speakers. Our connection method bridges that gap. Plus, you get to take a 12,000-mile journey around the U.S. by video lesson. Get our special offer on our online course this week only at allearsenglish.com/plan and save up to 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th.
Right. Okay, awesome. So now we're going to go through a few different ways that this word is used, not really in the literal sense, as Lindsay was saying, right? So what's the first one that we're going to do, Lindsay?
Now, this one would be so good if our listeners could start using it. So it's to have an edge over someone, right? So to have some kind of advantage over someone, right? You have like a hidden weapon, something you do well or you have that other person doesn't have.
Right. Exactly. So should we try it out on teeny tiny role play?
Let's do a role play. Let's do it. So Okay. Do you think I'll get the job, Michelle?
Well, you're the most qualified. You should.
Yeah, but I think my competition has an edge over me because her dad works for the company.
Oh,
so that's an example. What would be another example of an edge, Michelle, that someone could have over other applicants in a job interview situation?
Another example of an edge someone could have. Well, I mean, it could just be like a whole lot of experience, or it could be like the school they went to. Mm-hmm. Maybe they have like a really good school on their resume and that kind of makes them stand out. What do you think?
That's what I was thinking. Like education name, the name of a school, school like Harvard, Princeton, or, you know someone in the company, that connection, that's a big edge. Your previous experience, maybe awards that you've won. You know, things like that. So, those are good examples of an edge that you could have.
Right. Exactly. So that's just basically like, this advantage that you have. And this is, would you say this, Lindsay? Do you think this is common?
Oh, yeah. I think this is good. Yeah. I mean, I think it's very specific. It's used, when it's appropriate, right? To have an edge over someone. I think it's common. I think it'd be a great one for our listeners to implement into their vocabulary.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think so, too. And I think it is very possible that this listener has maybe heard this word in this way, in the way that Lydia talks about hearing it in different, by natives. It's very possible that she's heard this phrase. So
totally.
A good one to use. Okay. So, the next one is the one that I asked you about in the beginning, right? So this word edgy, right? And there's another one that kind of goes, it's kind of different, but I'm going to lump it into the same one because I'm trying to give our listeners as many as possible. But so we have edgy, which to me means like, a little bit different. It could be cool or, I don't know, just like unique in some way. What do you think?
Yeah, just kind of not mainstream. Right. Just kind of outside of the mainstream. Yeah.
Right. So, for example, we could say, that guy was a little too, hold on. No, first we're going to go over the other one. So the other one is rough around the edges.
Oh, okay. So this has a little bit of a more negative connotation, don't you think?
Yeah, I think so too. I clumped them together, but guys, they are really different.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like so I think the first one doesn't have to be a negative connotation. It could be kind of cool. Like, he's edgy.
Oh, I like him. He's
cool.
Edgy.
Yeah, he's not like everyone else. But the second one is kind of like, maybe he wasn't brought up very well, or he doesn't, maybe, who knows, just sort of not ideal.
Right. Exactly. So let's just try him out here. So for example, I could say to Lindsay, Lindsay, that guy was a little too edgy for me. I like someone who is a little more clean cut.
I know he's a little bit rough around the edges, but his heart is in the right place.
Okay. Right.
I was trying to set you up with someone.
yeah, exactly. So like, right. So in this way, for me, I felt edgy was a negative word in the way it's being used. But again, as Lindsay said, we could say, oh, like, yeah, I like someone a little bit edgy. Like, mm-hmm. I don't like, you know.
Yeah. It just depends on your taste. It depends on your taste.
Right, right, exactly. Mm-hmm. And let's do one more, Lindsay.
Okay, so the last one is to be on edge. So interesting. I don't use this one as much, but I know that we do use it as native speakers.
Really? Because you used it in the beginning of the episode.
I did? Oh, I did. Maybe I do use it.
I think you did, because remember I asked you if you were edgy and you were like, oh, do you mean like my style or do you mean I'm on edge?
Oh, right? Maybe I did.
Guys, so listen back. Maybe I'm totally wrong here, but I feel like she used it. Let her know.
Yeah. So it kind of means like to be nervous, or I think like to be irritable, to be a little bit irritable, right. Like on edge, like easily triggered, kind of.
Right.
What do you think, Michelle?
Right, right, right. No, exactly. Like it's not just like, oh, I'm, it's not necessarily just I'm on edge. It could be, but it's in this way of like what Lindsay said. Yeah. Easily triggered. So maybe you know, it wouldn't be the best time for somebody to ask you a huge favor when you're on edge, because you might just like, I can't do it right now. You know,
might freak out. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. So exactly. So, all right, let's try this one out. So in here, okay. Lindsay, you're the one on edge, okay?
Okay, good.
Okay. Can I ask you a question?
Whoa.
Why are you so on edge?
Sorry, I have a deadline tomorrow, so I'm kind of freaking out.
Lindsay, I feel like it's hard for you to sound on edge because you're like such a relaxed person. Like,
it sounds very forced, right?
Yeah. I'm like, whoa, Lindsay is not an on edge person.
That's funny. Oh, okay. You guys get the point, though.
You get the point. Exactly. So, right. So we've given you like a handful of different ways, you know, that edge can be used, you know, in idioms and just like the actual definition of the word edge and different ways we use it. So, I mean, but to me, I felt like what ties all these things together, and I don't know, tell me if you disagree, but like it's all about being a little bit different. So it can be physically, like where the actual physical space ends, or like personality wise.
Yeah.
Or even if like when we say on edge, it's a little bit different. Like it's a little bit different from your norm. So I don't know. To me, I was thinking, what ties all these things together for our listeners? And it's not going to always work, but I was thinking of commonalities here. What do you think, Lindsay?
No, I like that. I think that's a good way for our listeners to tie this together, to kind of remember. And you don't have to remember all the phrases, guys, but just choose one or two. And I think I think you're right. It's kind of a different way of being, a different type of surface, kind of an outlier, a little bit of an outlier, right?
Right, right.
I love that. I know. I think that's a good way to sum it up, Michelle. I like that.
Oh, well, thank you. So, so this was an excellent question. And I mean, I guess as always, like Lindsay, we're trying to talk about takeaways with our listeners. And it's always about like, you know, listen to native speakers, right? I know we say this all the time, guys, but it's just so true, right, Lindsay?
Well, that's how our listener here today was able to pick that up.
Yes.
Right. Otherwise, these four or five phrases never would have come into your orbit. Guys on the show, right? That's where, because our listener heard it, picked up on it, saw that people were repeating it over and over, and she brought it to us on the show. So that's the way to expand your vocabulary and then go out and solidify these phrases for yourself. Listen to natives using them again and again.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Right. And like, this is just like the best way to do it, in my opinion, because you're really learning like the real, real English, right?
Oh, and it also gives us the best material for this show. So we love it if you guys can be out there listening to natives, talking to them and picking up on what they're saying and then coming back to us and asking us. Okay. So do that.
Perfect.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you for hanging out today. And thank you again to Lydia for this question.
Yeah, great job, Lydia. And guys, don't forget, if you're taking the IELTS exam this summer, you want to go over and subscribe to the IELTS Energy podcast so that you can get the best tips to get your 7 or higher. Okay, we are out. Great.
All right. All right. Bye, Lindsay.
All right, Michelle. Take care.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in business into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.